Wedding Preliminaries and Rehearsal. At the outset of his ministry, Jesus attended and took part in the wedding at Cana of Galilee, choosing that occasion to perform his first miracle. Since Jesus considered weddings to be significant, it should be our desire to make every wedding we participate in a memorable and sacred event for the couple involved. This requires careful planning and adequate preparation. While most details will be the responsibility of the couple, we do have a role as well. Most importantly, when we meet with couples planning to be married, we need to discuss with them the logistical details related to holding a wedding in the church. If our church has an appointed wedding coordinator, we should provide that individual's contact information to the couple at the outset of our sessions so they can arrange a meeting with her. If there is no official church wedding coordinator, it will be our responsibility as officiating minister to acquaint the bride and groom with the requirements for use of the church facility. We should provide the couple with a list of guidelines, costs, and contact information for necessary individuals. Some of the points to cover in that list may include location of rooms to be used by the bridal party for dressing and preparation before the ceremony, music guidelines and policies, availability of audiovisual and sound equipment and contact information for the church's sound and lighting technicians to assure proper setup, policies governing decorations, flowers, photography, rental items, and staging, details regarding a reception following the wedding if it is to be held on the church premises, custodial arrangements for the church facility following the ceremony, and any costs or fees associated with the use of the premises, equipment, or personnel. A short time before the wedding itself, it is advisable to gather everyone involved in the ceremony for a rehearsal and walkthrough. If a wedding coordinator is involved, that individual will direct the rehearsal, though it is the officiating minister's responsibility to provide instructions for the vow portion of the ceremony. If no coordinator is involved, the pastor's wife or some other qualified woman in the congregation may be asked to assist. That individual can then direct both the rehearsal and the wedding itself, as we will not be able to do so on the day of the event due to our responsibilities as the officiant. We should instruct those in the wedding party and others present at the rehearsal to address any questions to the coordinator rather than to the bride. We should begin the rehearsal with prayer. Typically, the coordinator then positions everyone where they will stand during the ceremony itself, rehearses the procedure for the processional and recessional, acquaints the bridal party with the order of the ceremony, gives specific instructions and assigns responsibilities to the bridal party and others involved, works through arrangements with musicians and audiovisual technicians, and then directs a walkthrough of the event. The main goal is to familiarize everyone involved with what will happen, so that the ceremony proceeds smoothly on the actual day of the wedding. During the rehearsal, we stop just before the part of the ceremony where the couple would take their vows. At that point, we merely explain to the couple what will happen next, making sure when and how they should respond verbally during the actual ceremony. The wedding rehearsal should be a pleasant adjunct to the actual wedding event. We should do our best to make the rehearsal as stress-free and smooth as possible, in keeping with the sacredness of the actual ceremony, though more relaxed.